Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Oh my, well, happy Friday, everybody, and all of the listeners that are out there, and my co-hosts, my dear friends, Michael and Lawrence. We are actually up and running. This is wonderful. Again, happy Friday. And this is your co-host, Adrian Stratton. And gosh, it's just wonderful. We've missed you guys. I'm just going to put it out there one time. But for many of the listeners, we have had some difficulties over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks actually, trying to connect with all of you, and we're not able to. That's why you couldn't find us. But we're back, and we're ready to go, and we've got some great shows in store for you. So that being said, hello, Michael. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Adrian.
Hello. How are you, Michael? Hi, Lauren.
I'm doing well. How are you, Adrian?
Good. I'm much happier that we're actually live on the air tonight. So
yeah,
it's all good. Yeah. And Lawrence, how are you?
I'm recovering, but I'm sick.
Uh-oh.
You're sick?
Yeah. Yes. I lost my sense of
with
smell
what?
For it. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I finally got COVID.
Oh.
You did?
Nope. Yeah, my sense of smell.
Are you licking toilet seats in public bathrooms again?
Licking toilet.
I told you about that.
Yeah, I know you did. It sounded so thrilling.
And I don't know how many times I tell you, Lawrence, you shouldn't be doing that. They're dirty.
Well, you know.
And you can get New Year's COVID.
It's a New Year's resolution. We'll see if I can keep it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's a Friday night, that's for sure. Here we are. Oh, my. Well, let's see here. I do believe that the legal team wants us to make sure that the message gets passed off, that despite the fact that we are very well versed and educated, trained in our fields, and quite professional. Should you find that you are having some legal issues, medical issues, and even financial issues, you may want to consult a professional in those areas. So there we go. And, you know, tonight we're going to do readings for sure. We're going to talk a bit about connecting, not just to blog talk, but connecting to the spirit world, and what is that like for you, and how do you do it, and all of that good stuff. But before we get into that, you know, Lawrence and Michael and myself, we all do private sessions, private work, and events, special events as well. And a lot of times, you know, callers want to know, listeners want to know, how do we get in touch with you? So, Michael, if you want to start and share your information, how do people find you if they want to book a reading or a healing?
Yes. The easiest way is just go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can book a session there. We can book readings, healings, combination of the two. That's the easiest way to get in touch with me, michaeljespinoza.com. How about you, Lawrence?
You can contact me by phone, calling or texting. 541-344-7534 is the number. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. And my Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herbs. My website is givingtreefarm.com. Adrian, are you going to let us know the best way to reach you?
Yes, indeed. So might want to go to my website, which is ravenmessages.com. There's a lot of information on there about my fees, about services, and upcoming events as well. So, please do that. That's probably the best way. And, by the way, speaking of upcoming events, I still need to pursue organizing one for Michael and I.
Mm-hmm.
But do either one of you have any events that you wanted to make mention of that are upcoming?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, me either, you know, and I think that, you know, the holidays were so busy and, you know, now it's kind of like there's almost like this little lull, you know, in some of the energy that's out there anyway. So maybe it's a good thing. We can kind of rest and recoup and get redirected. So there's that. And so you know it's certainly been an interesting time. Like I said earlier, over the last few weeks, we've been trying to be available for all of our listeners. And by the way, you know, I want to make mention. You know, we are very actively trying to grow the subscribers and listeners to this show. So, you know, if you would please, you know, tell a friend how much you have enjoyed the show and what you think is interesting, and like us and subscribe to us here at the Psychic Fun House. And we're on all of the major platforms, by the way, so it's pretty easy to find us. And, you know, that's Apple and Google and Spotify. And it seems like, I know there's one more, but there's three or four different platforms that we're on. And so we really appreciate your support. So that being said, if we can just take a moment here and think about, you know, connection and what does that mean, you know, and connection is really kind of a big deal in so many ways, certainly spiritually, and it's, to me anyhow, it's what the world needs more of. You know, we've experienced so many different things that seem to be separating us, pushing us all in different directions or by groups or what have you. And, you know, we need greater connection and not just social media connection all the time. You know, we We need to be able to see one another. We need to, you know, AT&T years ago used to, if you even know what AT&T is, used to have a saying, something about reaching out and touching someone. Well, you know, it's like, it's kind of like that. It's like, you know, we need that connection with one another. And so I thought, you know, how appropriate to bring that topic up, because it's certainly been foremost on my mind over the last few weeks. And but besides how we connect, like, as individuals with friends and what have you, and certainly through social media, what about spiritually? You know, how do we do that? How do we connect, you know, to the spirit world? How do we connect, you know, to our guides or angels? And, you know, we all have different ways that we do that, you know. So I kind of wanted to explore that a little bit and have my dear friends and co-hosts chime in on, you know, on what they do and how they do it. But I will share with you, you know, basically for myself, I have a daily routine, and it starts pretty much the moment that I open my eyes. So before I even get out of bed, I'm giving thanks. And thanks for being alive, being here in the physical, and thanks for all of my blessings. And I express gratitude, and that's how my day starts. And that starts off that connection, because I'm recognizing that, you know, I'm communicating with my guides and chiefs that I work with, and angels. And I also include the ancestors and others. So those are a couple of other things that I have added as time has gone by. I give recognition to the ancestors. I give recognition to the others. So that's what I do. And then a little bit later in the day, oftentimes before I go out the front door, so I've had coffee, I've fed the dogs by now, and it's time to do a little meditation. And what I do is, again, give thanks. I enter into conversation with everyone, all of those guides, and do a series of some visualizations that help me connect. And quite simply, you know, it's kind of like doing a little cleansing with some energy that I'll visualize, and it comes in to the top of my head, circulates through my body, and as it does that, you know, I become aware of it cleansing. That's the idea. It's cleansing any of the residue from the day before, so that I may be placed on a more clear path. And so that messages throughout the day that I receive or that I share can be given in the highest good. And I go through a little series of that. And then, you know, I like to make sure that I'm good and connected to Mother Earth. And do that by visualization. Again, I visualize a grounding cord that's attached to the end of my spine. And I send that down to Mother Earth, who receives it in a most loving and protective manner. And that keeps me grounded, keeps me like tethered to the earth. And those are some of the ways that I connect through the course of my day. And then there are other things that I do as well, but that's a lot of the basic work. So curious about my co-host, if they have some of the things that they do like to do that you could share, and then we'll kind of open it up. So Michael, what kind of things do you do to connect?
I also meditate every day, and I do some prayers before I meditate to connect to my spiritual teacher and all the higher beings and my guides, and then I do a series of meditations that rotate throughout the week. So usually my daily practice is about an hour and a half, and that, like I said, the meditations rotate through the week. So that's what I do to keep me connected and cleaned of all the stress from the day and the week, and keep me rejuvenated. And when I don't do it, I feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
And what about you, Mr. Birch?
What about me? Well, you know, a few things come to mind with this topic. One of the things, maybe it's not spiritual, it's more mundane, but some of you may know that I, excuse me for my voice, my family, my mother and sister and I have a tradition of making holiday cookies together every December, usually up at my sister's place in Washington, and this year was no exception. So last year, unfortunately, the weather wasn't so good for my delivery plans, so I canceled quite a bit of them. So I didn't get to drop off as many cookies as I had hoped last season. So this year I kind of made up for it, and I drove to some of my out-of-the-way friends south of here, and made a circuit and got to see them, as well as more local delivery. So all in all, I delivered about 30 different cookie plates to people, maybe a few more. I mailed a few and dropped most of them off. And it's kind of a, you know, minor thing in the big picture, but it's a way to share something that our family has as a tradition with people we care about, and to reestablish connection. Most people contacted me, and we got to catch up a little bit and reconnect. And they got a nice little treat to keep their blood sugar up during the holidays. So that, and it's fun, and I like sharing it. I tried out some new cookie recipes, and of course they were all fabulously delicious. So that was fun. I got to spend time with my beloved mother and sister and her husband. He's a great guy. So that helped me stay connected on a family level and a friendship level. On a more spiritual level, you know, I've reinstituted walks around my neighborhood. I'm blessed to live just outside of the city on about 5 acres that a friend of mine owns, and that's adjacent to a field, really big field. So there's a lot of wildlife. There's a lot of deer. I used to get to see a few skunks every night when we were usually respectful of each other, and other critters, but a lot of bird life. And so this, I do a circuit about 3 or 4 loops, which is about somewhere close to 4 miles. And I get to just kind of clear my thoughts and get grounded, reconnect with nature, and just observe, just watch, you know, the daily activities of people, but also plants and animals and things, and find my gratitude for the day, which I think that's become a real cornerstone for my spiritual well-being and practice, is to make sure that there's something I can feel connected to and also grateful for. And it could be something, you know, really, really minor or something major. And, you know, whatever I do kind of is an outgrowth of that. One of the things that I was really blessed to see on my walks earlier this week was the first bluebird of the year, of the season. And they're such a striking color. You know, they have this really blue wing and head and back, and then almost a robin red colored breast. And then a bunch of them just flying around, and one flew right onto a mailbox just a few yards away from me, so I got a good look at it. And it felt like spirit was presenting itself and saying, you know, here's a bluebird of happiness if you want it. If you don't, you can walk up and not even see it. You know, and I think that's a pretty good metaphor for a lot of us. You know, there's things to be grateful for and connect with that can make us happy, even if it's only for a brief amount of time, all around us. But we have to be in the right state of mind and have a willingness to see that and connect it. Otherwise, we can miss it, and that's, you know, it's a real tragedy, you know, when that happens. So I try not to miss those moments as much as possible, and to convey the possibilities to my clients and associates that they have the opportunity as well to make those connections whenever they want, because spirit's always available for us. So.
Love that. Absolutely love that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
One of the things I forgot to add there is every morning with my dog, when I take him on his walk, I also use that time as a time of prayer as well. And I'm really valuing that a lot with this dog because it really connects me to spirit as well. And so I use that time also for prayer. So I take him for two walks, morning and at night. And so it helps me to get ready for the day. And then when I take him out at night, helps me prepare for the evening, going to bed. And lately I've been seeing a lot of crows around as well. And to me, that's always a sign from spirit that spirit's around. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that.
Love that. Love that. Yeah. What was that, Lauren?
I said woof, woof.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, morning time is just wonderful. I agree, you know, and I have a park that's kind of well across the street from where I live, and it's usually the younger dog Rolo, and we'll go out there and we'll walk around and do a lap around the park, and you know, and there we have some trees out there, and I can see the sky, and sometimes we're up so early that, I've seen the sunrise I've seen the sunrise, or at least when it's rising, and, you know, just constant reminders of things to be grateful for, and also, you know, like the willingness to receive all of the beauty that that's around. You know, so it's really a very, very special time, to say the least. So I'm glad we're talking about connections and, it's sometimes, of course, during the holidays, we get to talk to, friends and family that we haven't talked to in quite some time. And, you know, I'm also thinking about gratitude and what have you, and how fortunate I feel to be able to connect with my younger brother as often as we do now, you know, who lives in Virginia. And, and we spend time on the telephone over the holidays. And so it's just, you know, just generally a good feeling. It's just a wonderful feeling to be connected. So as it is also a wonderful feeling to connect with those spirit guides and loved ones on the other side as well, all of those helpers, you know, that are there watching out for us, guiding us, providing insight, and, you know, an abundance of great love for us. So it's that always just feels just wonderful. So anyhow, well, I know that we have a few callers waiting so patiently, and I'm so glad to be able to actually get on the air with some of you. So shall we go ahead and take a call at this point? Looks like this might be a good time. All right,
let's do it.
So let's try this. And we'll go ahead and connect, hopefully, with area code 205. Hello, this is Adrian. You've reached the Psychic Funhouse. Who are we speaking to, and where are you located?
Hi, Adrian. Michael and Lawrence. My name is Patricia, and I'm located in Alabama.
Hi, Patricia.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Patricia. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yes, I've been really enjoying the show thus far, and also just understanding and enjoying the way you all three express your connection to spirit. I myself connect with spirit through meditation and prayer. And Adrian, like you, I very much so start my day off before my feet touch the floor, giving thanks for being able to see another day, mm-hmm. and also just being grateful to many on the other side that are part of my journey, like you said, including ancestors and family and angels, archangels,
mm-hmm.
and master angels, the universe. I'm just, you know, just giving thanks and being grateful, because I do fully understand that they are part of my journey. They
mm-hmm.
do assist me. I can hear, if I just quiet myself, sometimes I could feel a touch through, I guess it almost appears like chills
mm-hmm.
you know, on my skin. So
mm-hmm.
I do, to the very core of my being, love God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am, it is the I am in me. God is the I
mm-hmm.
am. Without him, there is no me. So I am very grateful. I'm grateful to be a part of the show. I am grateful to you three and the message that you would deliver. And I will like to say that in advance, that I am grateful for you and the platform. So thank you.
So sweet.
Thank
so
you
sweet.
So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Lovely. Just
yes,
lovely.
It was very nice.
You're very welcome. And thank you. I just wanted to ask, what do you all pick up for me in the next coming months, next 2 months, in regards to finance and love, if I may ask, please and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what the co-hosts have to share with you, and we'll see if we can connect and deliver a message or messages for you. So Lawrence, is there anything that you wanted to share with Patricia?
There's a lot I'd like to share with Patricia, but I'll try and stay focused. So we don't She seems like a great person to share things with and receive.
So we're
grateful for her as well. Well, you know, so you had a couple subjects you're interested in knowing some details about, finances and love connections. What lit up for me first was romance for you, Patricia. You know, I get the sense that there's a pretty deep loneliness within you that you're pretty stoic about not dwelling or sharing with others. You seem like a very self-effacing person, somebody who is comfortable not being in the spotlight and letting others take credit for things, even if it's something you've done. So I guess, you know, what my guides are wanting for you and supporting and suggesting is for you to, to put yourself out more and promote yourself, even if it feels like you're being, bragging about yourself. I think there's there really is a countless number of opportunities for you to make romantic connections with people. I don't think that's the issue, that there's nobody out there who would make a really good partner, either short term or long term, for you. I think the challenge is for you to really not be shy about being very explicit about sharing who you are with people, and being very I think you might feel it's being immodest, but really letting your qualities be known in a way that's very very specific, but also very, very bold for you. And there's, there's different ways, I think, for you to do that. Staying within your comfort zone would be good to some extent, but I also think that this is a good time in general, but a good time for you in particular to really challenge your social activity. What you're used to doing socially to meet people. Whatever you've done before, I think has gotten you mixed results. So I think it's time to try something different. People talk about classes, online dating, things like that. I think you have a really good friendship base, and I would invest in them with this issue, not necessarily get you to meet somebody that they know, although that's always a good thing to do, word of mouth, but to ask them this question, what do I need to do to put myself out there so that I can find a mate or a life partner or a romantic interest? What do you think I can do, that would act as a beacon, as a lighthouse, to let myself shine, and really see what they have to say, and what kind of feedback they're willing to share with you. Definitely give them permission to be very frank and upfront with you, because I think people know how sensitive you are and how easily hurt you can be, and they want to be very kind and gentle with you. But I think this is a good topic for them to be very free and take the gloves off and just be very explicit about what you could do to improve your chances at finding somebody who's really right for you. If it's a funny thing because it may feel like it's a scarcity issue, like there's nobody out there, but I really don't get that that's the problem. The problem is they can't find you, and they need to find you. And so you need to be like a radio broadcast, like our show. Just put yourself out there in as many ways as you can, even if it feels a little bit like a stretch or uncomfortable. Be like a firefly that people can see and follow and make connections with, because you're such a great person. And, it would be really wonderful for you to hook up with somebody who is as equally wonderful as you are. And I do think using your friends as a way to energize that process, involve them in it, would be really successful for you ultimately. So hopefully that's helpful.
Yes, that was very beautiful. Thank you so much. Everything you said resonate, and you hit it on the nail. So yeah, I definitely need to do something different, and I am looking for a life partner.
Mm-hmm.
I am dating, so I do date.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it certainly resonates. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Patricia, yeah. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. We're not done with you.
Thank
just
you,
yet.
No, thank
you. Go away.
Thank you, Lauren.
Hi, Michael.
And so I concur with Lawrence and the information that he was getting. And one of the things I was getting from Spirit, I was getting two things. One is you really need to push yourself this year and get yourself out of your comfort zone and really do some bold things to make connections to people. Go hiking or I don't know what it is, that you're comfortable with, but push beyond that now and try something different. So that was the first thing. And the second thing has nothing to do with romantic relationships, but it has everything to do with a career move. And I was getting, it feels like a new job is coming for you. And it feels like it's in about 2 or 3 months. So I don't know if you were looking for a new job, but I just kind of got that. That kind of came out of left field. And it will hit you coming out of left field by surprise. Yeah, it feels like, and it feels like they're going to contact you, whoever it is. Are there opportunities to advance in your current position or the company that you're at?
I'm health profession and it's agency, so it allows me to be flexible and create my own schedule, and I like that. But then there is a family member who potentially in the next couple of weeks, maybe a month, that's going to be needing me to step in. So I will be doing that also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, okay. Well, keep us abreast of new partners, new career moves. And thank you for listening to us. I know you call in regularly, and I just want to say we appreciate you and you spending time with us.
Absolutely. I love you. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I love this show. I do.
Thank you.
Well, thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for finding us again after all the tech brouhaha.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for
we really appreciate
remaining persistent. Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Patricia, this is Adrian. So I know we are gonna let you go. I do promise you that. I just wanted to say that the insights that Lawrence and Michael shared with you were just beautiful and really point on. I don't have much more to add, but what I will tell you is that what I got is that your love from or your love for God, for your spiritual connection, for your angels, is so strong. It's not only is it strong, but it's also how you show up in the world is that tremendous love and that tremendous connection. It's challenging to find someone that has feelings that run as deeply as you. That's one of the things that I get. And so one of the questions is, I'm just full of all these silly cliches tonight, but, there's something about looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, it's not really about looking for love in the wrong places, but it's more about looking and going to, kind of like what both my co-host friends were saying, pushing yourself, getting out of your comfort zone, taking those steps to connect, to making sure you're connecting with people that get you spiritually, that get what your connection and your love of God and spiritual understanding is like. Otherwise, it can be very challenging. So I don't know if it's doing more things socially in groups that pertain to spirituality or prayer. So I don't know if that's it. Or if it's taking classes and studying, but I do feel like there is a love interest that wants to come in, and it feels that way for February.
Hmm.
Yeah.
February is my birth month, so that would be just great. That would be a great birthday gift. A gift is, great as far as the beginning of the year. I am very connected to divine, and it is very deeply to the point where I when I tell people I get kind of two reactions, a reaction of beauty and then joy. So I tell people, sometime when I am talking to the divine or spirit, I tend to have a way of expressing my love through kisses to heaven. So I literally kiss up to heaven.
I do
like love kisses to
heaven. I do
that too. Mwah. Mwah. I do. I just kiss up to, and I could do this in the middle of the night. I'll wake up because I do say a prayer, and I know there's other callers, so I will just say this. I know I have to go. But then when you're talking to like-spirited people, you know, the spirit know the spirit by the spirit, then you get so comfortable and it feels like family. So I know I called into a show, but I feel like I'm talking to my brothers and sisters. You know, I feel like I'm talking to family, so then I get so comfortable.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I wake up in the middle of the night, and then I just want to kiss to the heavens because I know I'm being protected as I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do show gratitude even when I wake up. Sometimes I just wake up to say, thank you for protecting me as I sleep. They are on guard all day, every day,
mm-hmm.
all times,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to give gratitude at all times,
mm-hmm.
No matter what.
And just to share very quickly, because we do want to give a couple other callers an opportunity, but kind of like what Lawrence, I believe, was saying about, you know, asking the universe, asking your guides, to help you find, you know, that spiritual, romantic, emotional kind of connection, and and ask that you be guided in that direction towards someone, and that the perfect loving partner can come in, can find you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I will definitely do that. And I will say thank you again, and I love you all three, and many, many blessings. I could go on and on. I just got to stop now because if I don't, you know, I'm going to be asking for personal numbers next. Can I get your number, Lawrence? Adrian, I'm going to just become one of the contacts in your phone. I need to. I love you guys. Thank you so much, and have a great
Love you too, Patricia.
Call us back. I sure will. I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Bye. Good night. How wonderful. What a wonderful call. Yeah.
That's a good call to start off the new year with. I tell you that much. I feel like she just healed all three of us just from talking with her.
Isn't that the truth? Lovely. Well, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's see here. We've got area code 310. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrian, Michael, and Lawrence. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from New York, and my name is Vince.
Vince?
Yes.
Okay, hi, Vince.
Hey.
Hi, Vince.
So I'm just, I'm calling because right now I am really, really stressed out. I just started a new job beginning in December, and the pay is pretty good, but I'm going to keep getting raises until I make full pay, which will be at least $3 more than what I'm making right now. But I've been able to, so far, manage to make my bills and groceries and stuff, but I have not been able to put any money aside towards my car payment, and I think I'm running low on funds now. And then I just sent a letter to the credit union asking them if I could have an extension on my car loan and cut my payments in half and whatnot. So I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to keep my car, if they're going to let me do that. or if I'm going to lose my car. You know, if you can just in general see what my finances and job's going to be like in the next little while, I'd really appreciate that.
Sure. Well, thank you for calling. Vince, you know, good to hear from you again. At any rate, let me check and see if Michael, if you have anything for Vince regarding his finances and financial stability over the next little while.
I'm still tapping in. Give me a minute here.
Oh, sure.
Vince, I get you're going to be able to keep your car. It's going to kind of come down to the wire for you, but I get you're going to be okay. I get they're going to give you the pay that you need to sustain yourself fully and completely. It feels like it's going to come in about another 1 or 2 months.
Okay.
But I also hearing that you have you spoken to them? Have you gone to your manager or HR to let them know?
Well, no, I haven't.
Okay.
You know, the option is to maybe refinance my loan through the company's credit union that they deal with. But the problem with that is I don't know if, because I love the job that I'm doing now, but I have job interviews next week that it pays about at least $10 more an hour than what I'm making right now. But I don't know if I'll be happy there. That's the only thing.
Right. I'm getting you should also talk to management at your current company and let them know the situation that you're in. Of course, don't let them know you're going to interview, but just let them know, listen, you know, I'm like making my car payment here and I might lose my car and I don't want to do that. And I think they'll work with you even more, like try to speed up your increases.
Okay.
And then go on those interviews and see what they're offering you. Be open to that, okay?
Okay. So do you see me staying where I'm at right now, or do you see me moving on?
I'm not seeing, they're not showing me a move just yet, but that doesn't mean you're not going to move.
Right.
I kind of get, you know, because you haven't talked to them, so that energy really hasn't moved. It doesn't feel bad. I don't feel that this is a no-go, but it just feels like they're saying just be open and go talk to them.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Well,
good
luck to you.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
I will.
Good luck, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't stress.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Bye. Oh, well, we're running short on time. However, I do believe we can get in another caller. So, shall we do that? Sound good, everybody? All right.
That's
lightning round. Okay, here we go. All right, so we're connecting with area code 518.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Val.
Hi, Val.
Hi, Val.
Hi, all. How are you doing? Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year to you. By the way, remind me, where are you calling from?
Oh, I don't think I said. I'm in New York State as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, wonderful. Yeah. So how can we help you?
Well, I guess two quick things. One, I'm curious to know if anyone is coming through with any messages. And the other thing, I'm just wondering if I'm going to hear from somebody. I mean, not just anybody, a certain somebody.
Someone that's on the other side?
Well, that, but also someone that's here in person, like, you know, someone from my past.
Oh, someone from your past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like a romantic connection that you have?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see. Lawrence, Michael, either one of you get anything that we can share with Val?
I'm not getting anything right now. I mean, still.
Val, do you have an initial or two you could share with us about the person in the present?
Oh, yeah, okay. Jay.
Jay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was just going to say, this is Adrienne. I'm not getting any information at this time. It kind of feels like he shows up in energetically, but I don't sense or feel him moving closer to you to connect for any time soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, and I'm okay with it. Sorry?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting too about
Jay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's,
sorry.
That's fine. No, it's okay. The other thing I had asked, I guess, the first thing, any messages from the other side? Anyone coming through?
I feel a male with you, and he feels older than you. Is it your father? Feels kind of like a father to me.
No.
Or maybe an uncle?
No.
Okay. Well, I won't pursue this because there's a male with you. I don't know who he is, but.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Maybe. That's okay. Maybe I'm just not readable tonight. You guys seem to be. It's okay. It's okay. It happens. I'm not mad. I mean, it does happen. I haven't been able to read some people as well, or I've been off on, you know, the people who I've talked to, and then me for a reading, and I'm like, I'm not getting anything right now. So it happens. I totally understand.
It does. It does happen. Well, call us back. We're here every Friday evening, and would love another opportunity to, try to provide a message for you.
Okay. I really appreciate that, you guys, and I thank you so much. And, again, Happy New Year to you all.
Okay. Thank you, Val.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank
Be
you.
Well.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
You as well. Blessings. Bye.
Bye-bye. Very good. Well, my goodness, there's that sound. There's that sound.
It's
I guess
true.
That means it's we're like out of time. Sure sounds good.
Sure.
Sure felt good to be back on the show tonight. So, Michael, contact information in case anybody does want to reach out and book a session with you.
Absolutely. You can reach me at michaeljespinoza.com. Mr. Lawrence, how about you?
Many options have you. You can call me, text me, 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. It's Adrian. People are dying to get pictures of you. How can they do that?
Check out my website. It's ravenmessages.com. That's probably the best way. My phone number is on there and email address, and I'd love to hear from you. So that being said, do we have any idea about next week's show at this point?
I think we're in development. We've got a backlog of ideas to choose from. So, we'll pull the cards and see what they say. How about that?
Sounds good. That sounds good. Well, wonderful. oh goodness. Well, is there in closing? Is there anything that either one of you would like to add or share with our listeners as we close up for the week?
You must obey me. You must obey me.
All right.
Just a reminder.
Yeah. All right. Well, love and blessings to all of you, and thank you so much for being a part of the show and a part of our lives for the last hour or so, and we look forward to connecting with you and staying connected. Please look for us next week and tell a friend. So
yes,
we'll see you then.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, Derek.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, Michael. Bye, Lawrence.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Michael.